The election coming up next week, and of course, Three Lakes is going to have advisory questions. What's on those advisory questions?
Basically, we have two advisory referendum questions. The first is going to be on the library. The library has raised approximately $1 million toward an expansion, and they are looking for an additional $900,000 in tax dollars to be applied to their expansion project. So the first one is just a yes or no vote. If the voters would agree to pay an additional $900,000, have that added to their levy. The second one deals with the town hall complex, and that is, again, an advisory referendum question to add up to an additional $1.8 million to the levy. The question is there, do we want to repair the building as it stands or replace it? We did have several engineers come in a few years ago and gave us an estimate. If we were going to repair it, it would cost about $800,000. To replace it with something smaller and more efficient would be approximately $1.8. So basically, those are the two referendum questions. The other thing I think that's important to note, the town does have additional capital projects that we have to take care of. So I'll just kind of list them. We have the Highway X Trid Match, Blue Ribbon Bridge, Burnt Rollways Bridge, 9 Mile Bridge, Thunder Lake Dam, repairs to the town complex. So regardless whether we build new or repair, we have another bill there. And then also repairs and maintenance to town-owned buildings, as well as the fire department. So with all those projects that we have in place, it adds up to about $3.2 million. So that's what we're looking at right now. If we add these additional amounts to the levy for the addition on the library and then also replacing the town hall complex, we're coming up to about $4.3 million. So how that relates to any kind of a taxpayer, anybody with property taxes, if we took out a loan for $4.3 million over a course of 20 years at a 3% interest rate, we're looking at additional $1.4 million in interest that we would be paying. If we narrowed that down to a 10-year loan, we would be paying an additional $680,000 in interest. So at this point, we just want the voters to know that we have a lot of things on the plate, a lot of capital projects that we're going to have to address, and these are just two more that we're adding on. So again, we're just looking for some input, and then once the votes are tallied, we'll be able to go on from there.